The reason for meditating is to lessen those kinds of effects and to optimize our taking care of conditions, individual conditions of our life and collective conditions of our community, our family, our planet. We can say, by way of summing up, that the ultimate goal of meditation is twofold. One is that it allows us to have a happiness independent of conditions and circumstances. And the other is that it gives us a perspective from which we can optimally respond, take care of conditions and circumstances. Now we're going to do a meditation called Global Relaxation. Take a moment to let your body settle and feel the whole body at once. Feel both arms and also both legs and your head and face and torso all connected. And try to cover your whole body with awareness. And also try to accept the way the body feels, moment by moment. Now, bring your awareness to your face and just slightly drop your jaw. Feel the relaxation associated with that. And let it spread over your whole face and, if possible, your whole head. And focus just on that sensation of the jaw, the face, the head being pleasantly relaxed. Now, bring your awareness to your chest. And as you breathe in, feel the chest rise. And as you breathe out, feel the relaxation associated with its settling. And let that spread over the whole front of your torso and, if possible, down into your abdomen. And focus just on that pleasant physical sensation of relaxation in that area and see if you can maintain it as you continue the breathing cycle. Now, as you breathe in, bring your awareness to your shoulders. Feel them rise slightly on the in-breath and then settle as you breathe out, and let that settled, comfortable relaxation, pleasure, spread from your shoulders down your arms and into your hands. And focus just on that for a moment. Now bring your awareness to your spine. And as you breathe in, notice how the spine stretches up just a bit. And then as you breathe out, how it settles. And focus on that pleasant relaxation quality of the spine settling on the out-breath. And let it spread over your whole back, if possible. And focus just on that quality in that location for a moment. Now bring your awareness to your legs. And be aware of the pleasant sensation associated with the restfulness in your legs due to the fact that they don't have to carry your body. There's a subtle pleasantness associated with that limpness, that rest. Now, of course, there may be some other sensations there that are stronger. Ignore those. And just focus on any pleasant, restful sensations that you can detect in your legs. Now, once again, return to your face. Drop the jaw. Feel the relaxation spread over your face and head, and maintaining contact with that. On an out-breath, feel the relaxation in your chest spreading. And then continuing as your shoulders drop to spread from there through your arms and hands. And feel it also in your spine, spreading over your back. And continuing to keep contact with that quality of relaxation pleasure in your face, chest, arms, back, also contacted in your legs. And to the best of your ability, attend only to that one quality of sensation, which is the relaxation pleasure. And attend to it over as much of your body as possible. If you lose contact with it in a location, reestablish it in the way that we initially did. If you're pulled to the face, feel the relaxation in the face. And continuing to feel that, feel also the relaxation over the rest of your body. If you're pulled to the chest, feel the relaxation there. And continuing to feel that, feel it also elsewhere, and so on. Or your arms, your legs, your back. as you do this, sights and sounds may arise from your surroundings on the outside. Thoughts may arise from within you, and other kinds of body sensations may arise, body sensations other than the relaxation pleasure. Some of those body sensations may be uncomfortable and much stronger than the relaxation pleasure. The challenge of this particular technique is to attend to the subtle pleasure of the relaxation despite the arising of other stimuli. There's nothing that we can do to stop those other stimuli from happening. Try to just accept them, but ignore them. And keep coming back to the perhaps subtle quality of the relaxation pleasure over your whole body. If necessary, constantly reestablishing it. And if as you do this, the discomfort from the posture becomes too distracting, feel free to move at any time. But when you move, move very slowly. And continue to be aware of the global relaxation pleasure as you move your position. If you're pulled into thoughts, gently return to feeling, if possible, the whole body simultaneously covered with a subtle, pleasant quality of settledness experienced as a tangible pleasure. if you're pulled into the sights and sounds of the scene around you, gently return. Feel the whole body enjoying the settledness in the legs, the arms, the torso, front and back, and the face and head. And if you're pulled into other body sensations, try to ignore them, although that is admittedly challenging, but come back to just that pleasant sensation of settledness. And let all the other sensations, be they physical, physiological, or emotional in origin, be in the background. And let your consciousness be dominated by one flavor, the pleasant physical quality of the body being settled everywhere. Now bring your awareness to the farthest boundary of that pleasant sensation on your right. Feel how far it extends. Perhaps it ends with the usual outline of your body. Perhaps it extends a little bit further, or perhaps a lot further, out into space around you. And likewise, explore on the left. How far out does that relaxation pleasure extend in that direction? And holding that in awareness, see how far in front and behind and above and below the boundaries of the relaxation flavor extend. Perhaps they are within the body or reach the usual contour of the body or go out. Either case is as good as the other, but be aware of the boundary surface of that volume of pleasant sensation. And hold the whole boundary surface of it in awareness simultaneously. It may be shaped like your body, or it may be cloud-like or like a sphere. In any event, be aware. Taken as a whole is the border of that relaxation pleasure perfectly still and stable? Or does it change moment by moment in some way? Change in shape, change in intensity. Maybe it vibrates. Maybe it slowly undulates like a jellyfish. Maybe it expands or contracts. See if it wants to spread or pull in. If it is perfectly still and stable, then let that stability affect your whole being and take you into deeper and deeper states of peacefulness and settledness. On the other hand, if that sensation is changing and moving in some way, become intimate with its quality of movement. Establish a continuous contact with its quality of movement and let that massage you, nurture you. And if it is moving, try to feel that movement over your entire being. A continuous, global state of flowing pleasure. Once again, if you find yourself pulled into thought or external stimuli or other body sensations, gently return to feeling the relaxation pleasure on the right, the left, the front, the back, above and below. If necessary, reestablishing it by dropping the jaw and the chest, etc., as we did initially. And when you return to the relaxation pleasure, return to its quality of either stillness or movement. conversely, try to see that as long as you're able to keep contact with either the movement quality of that relaxation pleasure or the stillness globally of it, as long as you're able to keep contact with that, you may find that the sights, sounds, thoughts, and other body sensations are less compelling, less interesting to you, lose some of their disruptive power, because you're completely fulfilled, nurtured by that relaxation pleasure. And by its qualities of stillness or continuous massaging movement. And let it massage you, let it soften you. Let it work on you. When one receives a massage, the fingers of the body worker move through the substance of the muscle, breaking up deep blockages. So let the movements of this relaxation pleasure penetrate into your being and do their work of release and purification. As you do this, sometimes another kind of pleasure will become evident in addition to the physical relaxation pleasure. You may sometimes be aware of a kind of rapture or delight that is more emotional. When a new sound impinges, or something new arises in the body, or even when a new thought arises, there may be a kind of shiver of delight or enchantment, especially as you become more detached from the content and meanings of things. They may start to impact you as a kind of ripple of rapture. It's a little bit like a chill, but pleasant. If anything like that happens as you are doing this, focus also on those ripples of rapture qualities and let them spread over your whole body. So that sometimes in doing this exercise, there will be two distinct forms of pleasure present. The global physical relaxation and this other emotional delight and rapture at each simple thing that happens. You'll always be able to establish the physical relaxation pleasure, and that certainly is sufficient. But if this other quality also presents itself, be aware of it and let it add to the bliss of the experience. And also be aware that it moves and changes and forms waves, like the relaxation pleasure does sometimes. And let those ripples of rapture also add to the massage cheer is giving you now. And take you deeper and deeper, making it easier and easier to let go of thoughts, external stimuli, and other body sensations. And enjoy. Enjoy the concentration . Enjoy the purification. Enjoy the flow of nature. Now we're going to do the meditation called free-floating awareness in the body. Take a moment to let your body settle into a comfortable position. And feel the whole body as you sit there. Two arms, two legs, the head, the torso, all connected. Try as much as possible to feel the whole body at once. Now bring your awareness to your face and drop your jaw just slightly. Feel the relaxation spread from that over your face and head. And keeping in contact with that, as you breathe out, feel as the chest settles, relaxation spreading over the front of your torso. And as the shoulders come down, relaxation also spreading through your arms and hands. And as your back settles, relaxation spreading also through your backside. And be aware also of the stillness of your legs, the restfulness associated with the fact that they don't have to carry the body. As much as possible, simultaneously feel the whole body relaxed. And now broaden the focus to include any and all body sensations. Still trying to feel as much as possible the whole body at once. Be aware. Within this body, sensations can arise from physical causes, the touch of your clothes, the touch of the chair or the cushion, the touch of the air, the impact of the posture, the muscles working to maintain it. And sensations can arise from physiological sources. Be aware of them. The heart beating, the breathing, your state of rest or tiredness. And other functionings of the body produce sensations. Be aware of them, be open to them. Sensations may arise in association with emotion. If anything like that happens, be aware of it. If you become impatient, bored, agitated, this can produce feelings in the body. And in general, the thinking process frequently produces feelings. Be aware of them, be open to them. And be aware how the impact of the other five senses, particularly what you hear, see, or think, may cause sensations. Be aware of them, be open to them, feel the whole body. Some sensations are intense and obvious. Be aware of them, be open to them. Some sensations are very subtle and wispy, but they're important too. Be aware, be open to them also. Sensations may be pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or indescribable. All are to be honored in this approach by being greeted with the qualities of precision in awareness and equanimity, which means giving the body permission to feel. Now, let your awareness freely float and circulate through your body. And when you're pulled to a location, name to yourself that location and stay in that location for at least 5 or 10 seconds. Let your awareness soak into the sensation there. Be as precise as possible about the sensation there. And stay in that location until you may be able to observe that sensation change, perhaps slightly, a few times. It may shift a millimeter here or there. It may get a little bit stronger, a little bit weaker. Subtly shift in quality. after you have detected a few changes in that sensation, then let your awareness move elsewhere. Let it be pulled to a new location. Or if you wish, intentionally bring your awareness to a new location. And do the same there. So that every 5 or 10 seconds, the awareness is allowed to shift and freely float through the body, giving a sense that the awareness can circulate everywhere. Try to let it circulate as broadly as possible. If when you're in an area, after a little while you detect no changes, that's okay. Then just let your awareness go elsewhere. If you find that you are pulled over and over again to the same area, that's okay too. However, within that area, let your awareness circulate in smaller ways. The process of labeling the sensation will sound something like this: face changing, changing, chest changing, changing. If you're drawn to several locations, you can just say several and watch them change. If you feel the whole body at once, you can say to yourself, whole body. The important thing is not the labeling or mental description, but the awareness and the acceptance. The label is a guide, a finger pointing you to remind you to pay attention to what is. If the awareness wanders, gently return to a free circulation through the feeling body. Each time you're pulled to a new location, let the awareness soak into it and try to accept the sensation just as it is, even if it's uncomfortable. Infuse it with equanimity to the best of your ability. And if it changes in intensity, shape, location, quality, in any tiny way, be aware of that and relax into that change. And moment by moment, attempt to discover completeness through complete feeling, try to resolve the moment by complete feeling rather than having to have recourse to figuring it out. As you do this, you may find that the creation of the mental labels, the description of the place and the noting of the change, gets in the way. If so, feel free to drop that and just do it with direct awareness. However, if you find that you're getting caught up in thoughts or spacing out, immediately reestablish the labeling process. And if you're having a lot of difficulty with distraction, you may want to fortify the labeling process by actually moving your lips or even whispering the words, to make the mindfulness very objective, tangible, by listening to your own voice. Hands changing, changing, whole body changing, changing, like that. And throughout the work that we'll be doing, feel free to use either direct awareness, mental labels, or even spoken labels, changing the labeling, like changing gears. If you go up a hill, go into first gear. Actually say the words out loud. If you're pretty focused, go into cruise control. Just have a moment by moment direct awareness of the body. Once again, if the awareness has wandered, gently return. Keep letting the awareness freely circulate over the whole volume of feeling space that is the body. Continuously infusing the qualities of clear awareness, gentle acceptance, and a cognizance of whatever ways the body sensations may be changing moment by moment. In this way, a kind of rhythm may become established. The large-scale rhythm of shifting from place to place, and then the small-scale rhythm of changes within the individual places. At each shifting, the new sensation wells up. But observe carefully, the old sensation subsides, albeit perhaps just slightly, simply because the awareness has moved elsewhere. The new sensation becomes a little brighter, more intense, expands. The old location becomes a little dimmer, subsides, contracts. Expanding in the new, contracting of the old, shifting, changing, changing, changing. And get into that two-scale rhythm of the large-scale impermanence and the small-scale local movements. And let it massage you. Flow with that rhythm, with its predictability, and become as matter-of-fact as possible about these sensations. Try to become so fascinated with the rhythm of the movements that you lose interest in the meanings of the sensations. That you pay less attention to the materiality because you're too busy resting in the movement. And remember, if you need to move, that's perfectly okay. But do so very slowly and very mindfully. Be sure to incorporate the sensation associated with shifting your posture as one of the sensations you pay attention to. Now, let go of that global free-floating circulation. And once again, try to feel your whole body at once. Feel both your arms. And continuing to do that, feel also both your legs. And continuing to do that, feel the front and back of your torso. And your head and face, your whole body. Evenly covered with awareness to the best of your ability. And if one part of the body drops out from awareness, see if you can reestablish contact with it. And infuse the whole body at once with clarity and acceptance, as though it were a single integrated sensation. And remember to include in your awareness any reactions. For example, if you become sleepy, that is a sensation over the body. Feel its impact everywhere. And in order to remain alert, if necessary, straighten your spine and open your eyes and look through things, not at them. Eyes open, but awareness back, feeling the whole body at once, and accepting the subjective sensations of any sleepiness that may be present. And likewise, with any other reaction, recycle the reaction in terms of the feelings you can detect in the body, and try to detect the impact over the whole body if possible. Now, particularly bring your awareness to the boundary of the sensation of your body. Feel where your body ends on the right. It may end with the usual shape of the body, or your sensation may extend beyond slightly or considerably. Feel where the body ends on your left side also. And in front. And behind. And above. And below. Feel where your body ends. In all six directions at once. And try to evenly cover the entire boundary surface of your body sensation. It may conform to the usual shape of the body, or it may be more like a cloud or even a sphere. And be aware, the boundary of your sensation may be perfectly stable, or it may be changing. It may be moving in stately undulations, like a jellyfish. Or it may be rapidly vibrating. If it is moving in any way, focus on those movement qualities, particularly at the borders, at the boundary surface of the sensation. If it seems that the entire boundary of your body is still and stable, see if that stillness is light and peaceful, or whether it involves solidity and pressure forces. If there is solidity and pressure, inquire. Does the pressure force seem to be pushing out? Or pulling in? If it wants to push out, let it push out. Yield to it. If it wants to pull in, let it pull in, yield to that, even though that may make the sensation stronger for a moment. Continue to attempt to evenly cover the whole body's border with awareness, and be aware of any movement qualities that may be present there, and yield to them and let them massage you, let them soften you. If the body wants to expand, let it expand as far as it wishes. If it wants to contract, let it contract. If it wants to alternate, expanding, then contracting, let it do that. If it wants to simultaneously expand and contract at the same time, let it do that. If it wants to be perfectly still, then rest in that stillness, let it do that. And give yourself back to the natural flow of the primordial forces that are expressing themselves now at the level of pure feeling within your body.